This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1344. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded January 23rd, developments in classical music radio, more Mexico on shortwave and other LA news, Iceland shortwave prolonged, Polisario keeps moving and other QSYs, new stations and frequencies for Ethiopia, Eritrea, and Kurdistan, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. A press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors January 9th said its chairman, Kenneth Y. Tomlinson, has asked President Bush not to put his name in nomination for another term. He says it would be more constructive to write a book about his experiences than to continue government service. However, he'll stay in office until a successor is named. On the Media Network blog, Andy's Senate comments. This is hardly unexpected. At the end of August, a State Department investigation found that Tomlinson misused government money on several occasions. The report found he improperly put a friend on the payroll, used his office to run a horse-racing operation, repeatedly used government employees to perform personal errands, and billed the government for more days of work than the rules permit. Tomlinson said he believed the investigation results were inspired by partisan divisions inside the BBG. In 2005, Tomlinson was ousted from another post at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting after another inquiry found evidence he had violated rules meant to insulate public TV and radio from political influence. The BBG, of course, is the body overseeing U.S. government international broadcasting, including the Voice of America. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Washington, on very short notice, January 22nd, WETA announced that it would become a full-time classical music station at the same time that WGMS, the commercial station, gave up the classical format. WETA had been mostly classical until a couple of years ago when, for reasons still unclear, it decided to compete more directly with the other public radio station, WAMU in Washington, with a mostly news and talk format. But now BBC relays and lots of other talk programs are gone from WETA and presumably no longer audible in Washington. Kim Elliott says this means the BBC World Service has lost its most important FM outlet in the U.S. Capitol. Among the programs no longer heard, World Briefing, Business Daily, Science and Action, from our own correspondent. Some BBC programming remains on WAMU. It's possible BBC World Service might end up on a subchannel of an FM HD digital station in Washington, though receivers for that are still scarce. Well, I certainly have mixed feelings about this, but I'm all in favor of preserving classical music on the radio. There are only a few stations left doing it, and WETA has made that commitment. They're also streaming on the web, but I'm afraid it's at a very low bit rate, not doing justice to the music. So far, the music does seem to be locally played rather than from some syndicated classical source. They already had a large CD collection, and WGMS gave them many more they'll no longer be needing, as they have transformed into George FM playing some kind of oldies. There have been developments in classical radio elsewhere in the country. SanDiegoRadio.net reports that KSPA 1510 Ontario, California, will begin simulcasting KFSD 1450 Escondido in February. The station is ending a run of classical music programming. KFSD are legendary call letters, originally on FM 94.1 and then on AM recently. The combined stations on AM will be programmed with music such as Carly Simon to Ella Fitzgerald. And here's a surprise from Kansas City. On the IRCA list, Tim Kreidel reports that a couple of years ago, WDAF went from 610 to 106.5, and from classic country to youngish country. 106.5 became the Wolf, and it's still country. The WDAF calls have now moved to 1660, which has been known as KXTR, which are also historic legendary classical calls, in the Kansas City market and which also were originally on FM. However, 1660 apparently will remain classical despite the WDAF heritage. And if you go to the website, www.kxtr.com, it's actually now WDAF. A special medium wave DX test has been rescheduled from KRSN 1490 in Los Alamos, New Mexico. They have a new transmitter and have planned to test Sunday morning, January 28th, for 10 minutes each at 1, 2, and 3 a.m. Mountain Time, that is 8, 9, and 10 Universal Time, with phonetic voice IDs, Morse code IDs, and tone sweeps. It could be 1 kilowatt, but actually they're only running 640 watts, and their antenna is not what you usually find for an AM station. It's a folded unipole on a 150-foot tower, which also supports cell phone antennas. Therefore, it may be harder than usual to pick up this test, more of a challenge than usual, thanks to Mike Westfall in Los Alamos for arranging it. Send reports to DXTest at krsnam1490.com. A new limited series has started on CBC Radio 1 in the third hour of the Sunday edition. That's 11 a.m. local time on Sundays, and with repeats for four more hours, depending on the time zone, via webcasts. It's called Spin Cycles, a tour through the world of media manipulation, spin doctoring, and information management. Starting with A Century of Spin, I heard the first episode and recommend it. I believe there will be about four more episodes. According to InsideTheCBC.com, CBC Radio will be reformatting its two nationwide radio networks in English. The bottom line is that there will be less music on CBC Radio 1 and less classical music on Radio 2. Target date for the changes is March 19th. Jane Chalmers, VP of CBC Radio, says half our audience on Radio 2 is over 65. We're not attracting new listeners to the service. We want to bring in the 40-plus kind of group. It's our listeners' kids that we want. There's a lot more about this in DX Listening Digest 7008. Jim Ronda in Tulsa and I have been hearing classical music well into the night on 6045 kHz. Very hard to catch an ID, but I'm quite sure it's XEXQ, Radio Universidad de San Luis Potosí, on a much extended schedule. Quite a weak signal, but certain hours of the night there's not much interference. For example, I've been hearing it, but not every night, after 0630 UT, when the Korea relay via Canada is finished on the same frequency. Jim has also heard it around 0900. Not to be outdone, Radio Universidad Nacional, XEYU, has reactivated its shortwave transmitter inherited from XERMX, which is varying slightly down to 9599.2 approximately, and they've also been running it all night, perhaps even 24 hours. It's also heard in that same time period around 0630 with classical music. But it's also heard throughout the daytime hours, if we are close enough, and Julian Santiago in the DF says he's also hearing it after midnight UT, despite co-channel interference from Cuba. Furthermore, on two Mondays in a row, I have found Radio Educación Mexico City 6185 on the air in the daytime, but not all day. Sometime during the 1500 UT hour, and at that time there is no co-channel interference. Not sure if this is something they do every Monday or it's just a fluke. The schedule of Radio República, that Fuera Cuban clandestine, continues to be hard to keep track of. They don't publish it and they make changes without notice. So we rely on monitoring and whatever sources we can find. DX Mix News in Bulgaria said they have a transmission at 03 to 04 UT on 6100 Tuesday through Saturday, which according to this is via Sackville. However, Sackville is brokered by Radio Miami International for Radio República at the same time, 02 to 05 actually, on 9630. And Jeff White, he says, it has nothing to do with the 6100 transmission. We believe instead that's coming from Rampersham, UK, as part of the relays via Merlin. Furthermore, on one occasion, and I've not been able to confirm it myself subsequently, Radio República was reported on 6215. That was UT January 17th until closing at 0300, according to Giampiero Bernardini in Italy. So perhaps they were testing that instead of 6185 via the UK, where we've been hearing them since in that time period. Furthermore, on January 23rd, we had another report of Radio Republica in the morning until 12:30 UT on 6140. That's according to Mark Taylor in Wisconsin. However, the BBC World Service in Spanish had been relayed on that frequency until that time via Greenville, so there may have been a mix-up. After several winters or V seasons of colliding with China via Canada on 15230, Radio Havana Cuba has finally moved off that frequency between 11 and 15 UT, now on 15190 in the clear toward South America. Perhaps they got tired of hearing me say commies versus commies. Radio Havana takes a break from 15 to 20 UT, leaving lots of spare transmitters. Another of those has shown up for the Radio Rebelde midday service, 17 to 19 UT, I think, are the starting and end times, heard on 15370, as well as 17555, as we mentioned last time, which collides with WYFR. One of Puerto Rico's main medium wave stations, WIPR 940, the public radio station there, has been off the air since March. In the Arctic Radio Club, Gerrit Nielsen reports that according to QSL, 940 AM has been refurbishing their studios and plan to be back on the air at the end of January. The new web address is www.tutv.puertorico.pr. Not only do we have Republica reported on 6140, but from Japan, Kenji Takasaki reports on Hardcore DX that Radio Líder Colombia has appeared again on 6139.78. He reported this at 0952 UT, January 23rd. And if they continue to run that transmitter for a week or so all night, there should be a heterodyne against Deutsche Welle earlier, around 0600. Here's another sporadically active Latin American station. In Hardcore DX, Luigi Perez Diaz in Puerto Rico wonders if anyone's heard of Radio Quito, Ecuador lately. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says it was back on the air January 17th at 22:55 on 4919 with very distorted audio. Mark Veldhuis in Netherlands says he was getting it on 4918.9 at 23:56 UT January 17th. And David Goyen in New York says I've heard this station three or four times over the past month around 11:30, including January 18th. This may be the reason why we've had no reports of Radio Logos Bolivia on 6165 for many months, though we're assured it is active somewhere on shortwave. Samuel Cassio Martins in São Paulo, Brazil, says I've just heard at 2250 to 2305 UT, Radio Logos, Santa Cruz de la Sierra, on a different frequency, 4865. Furthermore, with religious programming in English until 2300, then an ID in Spanish, that mentioned only the former frequency, 6165. He thinks they probably changed the frequency to 4865, which was previously occupied by their sister station, Radio Centenario, which has been inactive. This might also explain the NID heard on 4865 by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, which seemed to be in German, actually Low German. That could be for the Mennonites in Bolivia. Carlos Gonçalves was hearing that again on January 13th or 14th, before and after 2300, starting with a very good signal, but he could not get a definite ID. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1344. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Check our website for much more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Jim Wishner in Minnesota. I've yet to see any reports of this from North America, but from South America, Radio Globo, Rio de Janeiro, 11805, has been having transmitter problems, putting out spurs, such as on 11995, covering plus or minus 10 or 15 kilohertz. This was at 1825 UT, January 6th, according to Huelve Garcia on the Radio Escutas list, and also heard at various times by several others. Here's yet another Buenos Aires station being relayed on lower sideband by the Argentine military on 15820, an ID for Concepto AM, that's Concept plus O, AM, was heard by Manuel Mendez in Spain, January 17th, between 1132 and 1150 UT. Scanning through the Argentine listings and the World Radio TV handbook, I see that's the one on 1050 kilohertz in the federal capital. Must be a minor or a new station since the power is not even listed. It's high summer season in Antarctica, so here are a few shortwave frequencies you may want to monitor for communications. These are from the U.S. Antarctic Program's field manual. Around McMurdo Station, 4770-5100-5400-7995 and 11553. Around Palmer Station, 4125 and 11553. Also check 9032 for communications. These involve field parties going out from the bases. RUV in Iceland was supposed to close down its shortwave relays at the end of last year, but they're still being heard, first noted by Friedrich Buettner in Germany, DSWCIDX window, for the 1215 UT broadcast on 13865. Eric Kuya in Denmark has also been hearing that transmission at 1215 to 13, and another one at 1755 to 1825 on 12115. Alan Pennington in the UK was also hearing them at 1245 on 13865 upper sideband with a strong signal, World News in Icelandic, and weather reports. Bertrut now in Lithuania explains, according to the Icelandic operator, the shortwave relays of news of public broadcaster RUV will continue for a couple of weeks. This applies both to the transmissions to Europe and North America. They will be ended at the latest with the inauguration of RUV's satellite service, which is due to happen during the spring. As of January 18th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was still hearing 13865 at 1230 UT. From the medium wave circle, we have more news on the closure of Denmark's last remaining long and medium wave frequencies from Stig Hartvig Nielsen. On February 14th at 23 UT, the 300 kilowatt transmitter on 243 kilohertz will be switched off for the last time. And starting the next day, February 15th, there will be a reduction of airtime on the 250 kilowatt medium wave transmitter 1062 kilohertz. It'll be on and off the air, on the air for certain times during the day, at 0445, 0730, 1045, 1645, and 2145. Those are the start times, generally running from 20 minutes to an hour. The times are to carry mainly news and weather, and, of course, gymnastics at 0730. David Cole in Oklahoma got a letter from Zilke Bricker, Deutsche Welle's monitoring director, dated December. DW is ceasing transmitting its German language program on analog shortwave. It's a fact that the majority of our listeners in North America are not listening to German broadcasts at all. They're using the internet or direct satellite reception. So analog shortwave was not paying off, and it's no longer in use. Since there is no more analog shortwave, there is no more need for technical monitors. So we are closing our file of U.S. monitors, and thank you very much for sending your reports for over 20 years. Furthermore, Hari Madhugula of the Young Stars Radio Club in India says, I've received a personal message from the DX boys that the Deutsche Welle World DX meeting will be ending. The last meeting will be in March over the Deutsche Welle English service. Sakti Vel in India suggests that we contact the director of Deutsche Welle to protest this, Herr Marco Fulmar. In case you were not even aware of it, the DX meeting has only been a program within another program, the Mailbag, once a month during the last few minutes of Mailbag, the last Sunday of each month. I've been enjoying a program which remains on Deutsche Welle's English service, although of course not intended for North America, A World of Music, Mondays at 21:30 on 11690, putting a good signal in here via Rwanda if you tune to the high side to avoid the radio teletype. On January 22nd, it was about the tango, and on the 29th, it's to be about the music of Philip Glass. Show is also available, like all the others, on demand at least for 1 week, from dw-world.de. Although Radio Prague's relays in English via Canada have ceased, one of them in Spanish remains, and it's still colliding with Cuba, 2330 UT on 6,000 kilohertz. Eric Kuya sent me a clip from Polish Radio's In Touch program, where they gave further explanation for the change of the name to Polish Radio External Service. Radio Polonia implies that it's for the diaspora, for Poles abroad, but their mission is not limited to Poles abroad, so they want to make that very clear. Certainly a step in the right direction, contrary to some other shortwave services, which managed to survive only for a little while, such as Finland, only by catering to their diaspora. Via Wayne Bastow in Australia, ARDXC, news about a special broadcast from Ulbroka, Latvia on 9290. KWRN, Nordland Radio in Germany, says it'll be their final broadcast for a long time, Sunday, January 28th at 09 until 10 UT. And that'll be followed by Marabu at 10 to 13, and as every Sunday, Latvia Today in English from 13 to 14. Ulmark Vik in Sweden tells me, mighty KBC radio via Sitkonai, Lithuania, 1386 kilohertz, is heard every Saturday at 22 to 23 UT with a musical program in English. And they're also adding a shortwave frequency, 6255, probably also from Lithuania, and subject to change. I've heard that English program presenting Greek music on the Voice of Greece. It's on 7475 UT Monday, starting at about midnight 11. It's called Greek in Style. The Polisario station for Western Sahara continues to jump around to different frequencies. They were on 6458 for a while, despite utility interference. And then they've been appearing unpredictably on 6485 or 6480, each of those somewhat variable. According to many monitors, especially Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, the Africa number one harmonic from Gabon on 19160 was back, heard on January 10th by Jose Miguel Romero around 1315 UT. I was hearing it as well as early as 1450 and as late as 2221. However, as of January 23rd, again not heard recently. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy on a DX expedition reports hearing La Voix du Peuple in the Congo DR on 5066.38, with an ID in French at 0429. It's also known as Radio Télé Candip, and heard until sign-off at 1620 UT by Acker Peterson, Denmark, DSWCIDX Window, as well as Stig Adolfsson in Sweden, Shortwave Bulletin. There's a new station in Eritrea being heard on 5100 kHz with an educational program in English at 1520 UT, reported by Jari Savolainen in Finland. He says the English segment is on weekdays from 15 until 1530. The ID is Bana Radio or Radio Bana, B-A-N-A, which Bernd Trout now says means dawn. And that may be just the name of the program rather than the entire station. It's on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with Eritrean Teachers Forum, according to Jari Savolainen. Bert Trutnow says a new target program for Ethiopia has appeared on the TDP schedule. It's called Andenet Le Democracy at 17 to 18 UT, Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday in Amharic on 7280. A few months ago, Radio Fana in Ethiopia left its out-of-band frequencies for in-band channels Now the same has apparently been done by Voice of Tigray Revolution, which is not a clandestine anymore. The new frequencies are 5980 and 9650, between 15 and 1730 UT, replacing 5500 and 6350, according to Chris Greenway in the UK. DX Mix News Bulgaria published a revised schedule for Radio Cairo showing English to North America at 23 to midnight 30 UT is back on 11950. They had started the season on 11885, totally underneath WYFR. However, have not been able to confirm they're actually on 11950 because of poor propagation, although the frequency is clear. So is anyone else hearing Cairo at 23 in English on 11950. Steve Lair points out that I made a mistake in mentioning the frequency for Radio Bayrak, Turkish Northern Cyprus, on World of Radio 1343. It is 6150.04. BCDX, Rumen Pakov in Bulgaria says that the Israeli Defense Forces station, Galit Sahal, has been observed on both frequencies at once. Previously, it was assumed they only had one transmitter, but various dates in December and January, at various times between 06 and 18 UT, he was hearing them in parallel on 6973 and 15785. Dave Koenig of www.intervalsignals.net says the correct name of the new Kurdish station on 3930 is Radio Voice of Kurdistan. Yari Salalainen says they shift frequency in 10 kilohertz steps to avoid jamming, and they are sponsored by the Democratic Party of Kurdistan. Yari Savalainen in Finland says a shortwave frequency has been reactivated in Kyrgyzstan, 4050. It's carrying the Radio Rossi program much of the time, such as at 1330 UT. Both it and the other frequency, 4010, go off the air at 18 UT. Last time we mentioned something apparently from Afghanistan on 6700. Now Yari Savalainen in Finland reports not only that, but similar programming, but not parallel, on 6800 at 1440 UT until 1530. B, U.S. PSYOPs stations from different towns. DX Mix News Bulgaria says there's an additional transmission of open radio for North Korea via Novosibirsk, Russia, 14 to 15 UT, 110 degrees, 200 kilowatts on 7390. A couple of Indonesians heard in Sweden by Stig Adolfsson shortwave bulletin, which might also make it to Western North America. RRI Gorontalo on 3266.419 at 1415 on the air later than usual, and RRI Manukwari 3987.056, closing down at 1259. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued January 23rd. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field unsettled to minor storms January 29th to 31st. ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5 January 30th, down to 5 and 2 before, and afterwards February 2nd to 10th. Solar flux peaking at 85 January 29th to February 8th, down to 75 by February 12th. That's World of Radio 1344. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.